In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Mark kicked off a new season of Advent, the first two Sundays, proclaiming how God has come to save us and to lead us in the person of His Son, Jesus. To give us a deeper insight into the Savior, today, St. John, the evangelist, shares the stage. In the first chapter of his gospel, he continues to tell us the testimony or witness of John the Baptist. Actually, he does this by telling us who the Baptist is not. For the purpose of both the evangelist and the Baptist is to bear witness to Jesus, the Son of God. The evangelist says this most clearly in the 20th chapter of his book, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The Baptist says his purpose is to tell all, but maybe especially those who will not believe, that nevertheless, though the Savior has come, he remains to them one you do not know. I wonder if it made them wonder. Actually, we're all by nature in the same boat with the priests and the Levites who confronted the Baptist, that is, in all sinners are by nature spiritually blind to God. And it is only as we are enlightened to the light that we can be and believe and be saved. In Jesus, God has come to enlighten us. St. John begins his gospel in words that make us recall the six-day creation of Genesis. As the first words of the book of Genesis read, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," St. John begins by describing the coming of Jesus as if to initiate the coming of a new creation, saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." After such a beautiful, even poetic beginning, it almost sounds like a rude interruption when we read the very next words. "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." What, are we changing this subject? Not at all. For here we're told that this man came as a witness to bear witness about the light. God comes to enlighten us to a new beginning for us through the witness and testimony of a man. Not just any man, though. This man, like all the prophets before him, was sent from God. In fact, we can call this man the last of the Old Testament prophets. We hear the word witness, which in Greek is an interesting word. We get the word martyr from it. The witness, three times in these first few verses. A witness, of course, in a courtroom is not asked to talk about himself, except insofar as to tell about somebody else. And John does this perfectly. As the word witness is repeated three times, so when asked by a delegation from Jerusalem who he is, he began by saying three times who he is not. The priests and the Levites, well, they're all Levites, but they were those called by God to make sure nothing got in the way of God's provision of his word through the temple. That is, to specialize, as one author put it, in questions of liturgical propriety. So when this new preacher suddenly appears, they have to check him out to see if he may be some kind of wild religious threat. And therefore, they compare him to their messianic hopes. First, whether he thinks he is the Messiah himself, and then whether he might be Elijah of old, who God said would come just before the Messiah. Finally, they reached way back even further, asking whether he is the prophet Moses spoke of that God would send and he would raise up to deliver his word. To each of these questions, of course, St. John, and here's that main word again, John confessed. He did not deny, but confessed. First, saying, "I'm not the Christ." His answer was shorter concerning whether he might be Elijah, saying only, "I am not." Finally, he denies being identified with the prophet foretold by Moses with but one word, "No." Then we hear his interrogators' frustration when they said, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice. The one spoken about by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.'" Notice that this answer still does not satisfy these liturgical experts, for they ask, "Well, then why are you baptizing?" In answer, our witness only points to Jesus. Interesting time warp here. Liturgically, we hear about and remember the baptism of Jesus on the first Sunday after the Epiphany. So that's after January 6th. But here, John tells us that he had already baptized Jesus. He remembers what he himself had already seen. He said, "For this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." Witness. On this third Sunday in Advent, we rejoice that God has come to enlighten us, with the clear vision of faith, faith in Jesus. With that light, the church is also charged to bear witness. In so doing, we don't talk so much about ourselves as about Jesus, who he is, and what he came to do. In this beginning half of the liturgical year, we slowly tell about the Son of God's incarnation of the Virgin Mary. We describe his light in his teaching and his healings, and finally through his suffering and triumph through the cross and the empty tomb of his resurrection. Then too, like John, we bear witness that this same risen Lord is standing among you in our midst. For he comes to each soul knocking on the door of their heart in order to enter with that glorious light of salvation, the forgiveness of all your sins, and a brand new life that will last forever even through the grave and gate of death. So in each generation, there was a man, that is, someone to serve as a witness to the world in order that the light may continue to enlighten people to God's love and salvation. Our risen Lord says to you and to all who believe in him, "You will be my witnesses to the end of the earth." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.